All right, so next up on Express Yourself, I am joined by a couple of old-time activists here to share about the Carbondale Age-Friendly Community Initiative and an upcoming community assembly that's being organized. First up, we have Sandy Reef. How are you, Sandy?
I'm great, thanks.
And also joined by Larry Bogatz.
Good morning.
And by Frank.
Hi.
Hi, Frank. Frank Scambotti.
You got it.
All right. So first off, could you explain a little bit? This is a fairly new organization that's already made a pretty major difference here in town of putting senior issues and recognition of an aging population into the consciousness of Carbondale so that we can prepare for those realities.
It is a young group. It is not an organization.
Okay.
Interestingly, we've always chosen not to be an organization, even though we recognize we need a name so that we can be referred to. But we're just a group of seniors that were inspired by a couple of people with the idea that it is possible to become increasingly age-friendly in Carbondale through our own efforts and through coordination with the city government. We decided that it would be our effort to act as a grassroots group, a caucus, that would introduce suggestions, well thought out and to some degree affected, to the city government. And the mayor has been, and this, the city trustees have been fantastically receptive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we came about.
So other than strengthening the voices of seniors so that they would become more involved and heard, also what we're advocating for is for everyone. It's not just seniors. That may be the initial group that's really pushing. But, you know, what's important to seniors is important to everyone. And so when we talk about safety and, you know, whether the sidewalks are clear or whatever, I mean, that affects kids who are walking to school and, you know, moms or dads with strollers. And we can go on and on. But it really is, we really want to promote an inclusive community for everyone in Carbondale.
Yeah, I remember a few first Fridays in a row that this this assembly was giving out bicycle bells, and also tips for being a responsible bicyclist, thinking of other people as you ride.
It's an interesting example of what our modality is. We recognize, because one of the members is on the Bike and Pedestrian Commission, and we recognize that bikes are an issue where they are in conflict with pedestrians on the various trails. The first time you find that there's a bike behind you is when they're past you. And that's something that we chose to address, and we did so by getting a contribution of funds, which was then relayed to one of the bike shops where they sold us bike bells at their cost, and we installed them and then told people about it. And it's a really easy thing to do, but we didn't want it to go through the bureaucracy. We wanted to do it ourselves.
So we gave out hundreds of bike bells free of charge, you know, and as Larry said, we also install them on bikes, and we kind of use that time just to educate people a little bit. And it's really cool to, because I ride the paths a lot, to pass people and see that they're actually using bike bells, and I think it's really helpful for everyone. As Larry said again, for those who are walking as well as those who are riding their bikes.
Right.
So yeah, it was very successful. And also, it was a time just to engage community members. And so when you're putting on bikes and talking about safety, whatever, you know, they asked what CAFCI was and what we did. And so we were really able to, as a result, really have a great advertisement, but also get people interested and more engaged in what we were doing. So.
It's very interesting because for so long everybody said, oh, there's no seniors here. There's at least 11% of the community that is now seniors and more are approaching the age of seniors. When I was ill, it was so great for my children to start to learn about what is available here for seniors. And, I mean, it's everything. It's taking care of the loneliness that seniors feel, getting them together, working with the rec center, the assistance, long-term care, nursing assistance when you come home from an illness and you need help in the house. Where do you go? Who do you go to? What's available through the rec center? Not everybody gets the rec news or knows what those trips are where people can go and do things together. Or as these guys, the benches, they're looking to put benches on the trails so that as seniors walk, there's a place to sit. And it's not only for the seniors. Mm-hmm. It's my kids are my children. Are grateful that this has all formed because now they know where to look for certain resources. So it's something that doesn't only affect the seniors. And I think when we talk about this event that's coming up, it's so important for everybody to attend, to join in, to celebrate the fact that AARP is now a part of our community and contributing to our community, what the needs are. You'll be able to express what your interests and what your needs are so that they can be located and ready for you.
Could you explain the significance of AARP being involved with the town and how that came to be and what it means?
Sure. This is not a unique situation. We're a small Western Colorado town, but this is repeated throughout the country and throughout the world. With luck, many people will become seniors and need a certain amount of attention and care. Now, AARP, which most people recognize, is very appreciative of the fact that there is a group of people and a city government that is interested in introducing or reinforcing some of their mature programs that they have worked with people in various locations to put into place, to improve upon, and they have given us their support, they've given us some funding, and they have given us some recognized directions in terms of the subjects that we, the topics that we pursue. One of the real reasons for this assembly on the 21st is that the AARP representative from Denver will be here to present the mayor with a certificate of participation that recognizes that Carbondale is only the second city in Colorado that has achieved this relationship. And the only city in which the effort has begun at the ground level and worked its way up to the city.
So AARP is just a wonderful resource to be associated with because they put us in touch with other age-friendly communities to see what they're doing. Also, they're just a wealth of resources in terms of how they're involved throughout the country with this. And so we get a lot of information from them and a lot of technical assistance. So it really is helpful to us. And we don't feel so isolated too, being here and being the only community at this point who is age-friendly.
So in addition to that AARP representative honoring the mayor and the town of Carbondale for this initiative, what else is going to happen on November 21st?
Right. We will begin with a welcoming statement by the mayor, which will lead into the presentation of the certificate to the mayor from the ARP representative, following which we'll have John Hoffman from Senior Matters saying a few words in terms of what the organization which he represents has done and plans to do, and then a couple of speakers from CAFCI that will talk about our involvement and our cooperative participation with the other organizations.
Also, the fun part is there's going to be food served, finger food, and some of it's going to be home-baked, really great food. We're going to have music. We're going to have door prizes. We really want to make it a celebration. We just don't want people to go there and hear speakers, which is, informative, but we really want to make it interactive and fun, engage people so that it's like, hey, what are you guys doing? A lot of excitement here. And what can we do to make Carbondale a better place and really listen to people to see what they have to add? So we want it to be joyous and celebratory.
And there will be many of the organizations that represented there that will hand out information and direction and whatnot, including the rec center.
That's right. We have 20 vendors who are coming.
20 vendors.
Yeah.
Wow. In addition to the formal speakers, the sides of the auditorium room at the Third Street Center will be lined with tables at which supplier representatives, suppliers being organizations that work with and for the senior population and others, and they will be here for questions, discussions, support, information. It's really a community activity.
Right, so all ages welcome. At the Third Street Center, right?
Yes.
3:30 to 6 is the information I have. And you are asking that people RSVP.
Yeah, it would be nice. It would be nice, but, just come. That's what's really important.
Okay.
We're planning food for a lot of people. So hopefully a lot will come.
Right. I really want to thank the group that started this, which was Nikki Delson and Ron Kolish, along with you two and Judy Blanchard and Nancy Peterson. I just, their energy that has gone into this has been really pretty significant in getting us where we are today. And I think we all owe them a very big thank you, and I think this is the chance for the community to come out and discuss also some of the things that they want to see happen for the senior community.
So once again, this coming Thursday, November 21st, Thank you guys for this initiative. Thank you for all you're doing for our community. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, one of our other objectives is to add to the active and verbal, vocal group of participants with this group of people called CAFCI. We hope that individuals will be clear and be forceful in terms of their interests and available in terms of their energy and participation. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for additional members.
How many people form the group right now?
About a dozen.
A dozen.
But then we also have other people who are willing to step in and help out where we need them. So
right.
it's like 12, but also friends of CAFCI, kind of.
Right.
So, yeah, the more we grow it, we feel the more powerful we could be. So.
And do you meet monthly or weekly?
We meet every other bi-weekly, yeah. bi-monthly, bi-monthly.
Right. Every other week, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're pretty active meetings. I mean, it's like no nonsense, and it's like boom, boom, boom. Get a lot done. We really do. It's when you go to a CAFCI meeting, you don't waste any time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's true.
And for anybody who's interested and maybe cannot attend the community assembly, how can they best be in touch with the group?
Okay. There's a phone number.
Right. We have
email.
Okay, we have Some of the numbers are https://, it's agefriendlycarbondale.org. The number is 970-366-6460.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful. So agefriendlycarbondale.org,
right.
The website. And that number again, 970-366-6460. Thank you all so much, Sandy Reef, Frank Scambati.
You got it.
And Larry Bogatz.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Yeah, it's great.